This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company. We're looking ahead today to a very well-loved fixture on the Icelandic summer calendar in the south of the country in Selfoss. Kotletin is not very far away, and Einar Björnsson is going to guide me through what's happening over the next few days. And it's the first time we've actually spoken about Kotletin on RÚV English Radio, Einar. So for anyone who doesn't know, this combines meat and music, doesn't it?
Yes, correct. Exactly. For over 15 years, so
yes.
We are celebrating 15 years anniversary this year, and looking forward to see people coming to Selfoss and visit us and get to know about all the great things to see in Selfoss, and also all these great manufacturers of and resellers of grills and the meat.
So it's a place for barbecues, isn't it?
Barbecuing, yeah, more or less. We love barbecuing and we love music, so we're just combining it in this festival and doing both, yeah. And playing music till almost 5 in the morning, the night time,
yeah,
for over 8 hours, 2 nights.
So what's the first event? When does this start?
It's going to start on Thursday, 5th. And there is no age limit there, and everybody can come there free of charge. Mm-hmm. And that's in front of the White House in Selfoss. And there's more like for family gathering, and also there's all kinds of music happening there. Mm-hmm. And then on Friday night, we're going to start the music festival. And then you need to pay a little bit, and also on the Saturday night. But on the Saturday, there's the barbecuing. And at 1 o'clock on Saturday in a park called Sigtúnsgarður, we are one of the luckiest towns in Iceland. Mm-hmm. We have a park in dead center of the town, only 100 meters from the city center, and we have a large grass field, and there we are, all kinds of manufacturers coming from Reykjavík and showing what the newest grills and tips and tricks and all kinds of accessories as well,
yeah,
for grilling.
Okay.
And also there is the more or less all of the best manufacturing of the meat as well.
Yeah, so this is celebrating Icelandic food as well.
Yeah. And also there's all kinds of, there are two Tivolis as well, huge stage with all kinds of family act, music and funny things to see. Everything's happening on Saturday. It's free of charge, except the Tivoli as well, of course.
Yes, yeah.
But you can come there. There's no, don't need to pay anything. You just be there, enjoy, and see what's the best grills, what's the best meat.
And what's on the grill then? Which meats are being grilled? Obviously, lamb is a famous dish, but what else will be on the grills?
There's a hot dogs, sausage, and pig, and beef sometimes, slow cooking something, and we have two competitions. What's the best grilled sausage of the year?
Okay.
It's a competition between the meat manufacturers, and also there's a other competition of who is the best barbecuing person, and professionally and also amateurs.
Hmm.
There's two competitions, and that's also happening all in the park, Sigtúnsgarður. So there's a lot of activities going on there, and after that we are suggested that people go home and celebrate and make a barbecue at their home, mm-hmm, and get people together and grilling Icelandic food, of course.
Yes.
At 10 o'clock, we start the show in the White House. It's in the other end of the town. And there we will be playing until, between 4 and 5, usually, in the summer night, and day bright.
Yes, I was going to say when the sun comes up, but it doesn't really go down, does it?
No, just for a few hours, hour, something there. Some of the acts, they are playing with the sun in the face, and some of them in the far end of the show also get the sun in the face because it starts showing up again.
It's just
a little bit funny.
Yes.
And also on the Sunday, there's also a few activities in the park as well. But way, way less.
Hmm. So there's loads happening. I'll put a link to all of this on the page accompanying the show from Roof English Radio. But cotelettine means the cutlet, doesn't it?
Yes,
so,
cutlet, yes.
So
yeah.
It's cuts of meat, but cuts of music yes. as well, I suppose. Now, I love music and I love meat, but if a vegetarian wants to come along or a vegan wants to come along, the music is still something they can enjoy, I guess.
Yeah, of course. Also, we got some vegetables, so we're grilling all kinds of vegetables as well. Anyway, we recommend that people come to Selfoss this this weekend and enjoy and see what we can offer and all these great shops.
Yes.
Who's selling it all. There's more or less all the brands you can buy in Iceland. They're all combined there in the park. Okay. If you need a new grill, if the grill is bad, or you just want to have an extra one, you come there and find the best one. You know,
fantastic.
Because you have all the manufacturers on the same spot.
So I think this is a celebration, as we say, of music and of meat, but also of Selfoss, because in the last few years, the town centre has opened up in Selfoss. It's become a real destination for people, hasn't it? People want to see the place.
Yeah. We have been, more or less, last years, getting more and more people there, and especially, of course, after the new city centre was, finished, we have way more people coming there quite often. But we are so lucky, at least in this case, when the cotelettine was happening, we always got a big amount of people coming, even though the city center wasn't there. But after that, we have more stabilized incoming of people. But yeah. It used to be a huge just this weekend, but now we got more and more every day and every weekend. But of course, this is the highest point every year.
Yeah. So I'll let you get on to your next meeting, because there's a lot to sort out, even in the run-up to cotelettine taking place in just a couple of days in Selfoss. Ina, thanks very much indeed.
Yeah, thank you. Be welcome.
It's Roof English Radio. My name's Darren Adam, and you can get in touch anytime. English@ruv.is.
There's more from Roof English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Roof English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Roof.